Ooh, hey there. Oh, wow. A real talkative type, huh? And what's got you in such a mood? Oh, look. I am just trying to be friendly. How about I buy you a drink? Okay. Now we're getting somewhere. Hey, Bill. 2 beers over here, please. So, I haven't seen you around here before. What's brought you to this sleepy town in the middle of nowhere? Oh, passing through. No one passes through here. There's nothing to pass through to. The only people that come out here have either given up on life or are hiding from the law. So which one are you? Me? I've lived here most of my life. I don't see the point of moving anywhere else. Besides, I'm one of the only doctors in town. I have an obligation to the people. You really are not talkative at all, are you? Come on. I gave you some of my story. It only seems fair that you share some of yours with me. Well, you're looking for something. And what could you possibly be looking for out here? Oh, yeah. Yeah, I do know about that. Trouble. We may be a small town, but we do have law enforcement. They haven't found anything. I don't know what you could possibly be looking for. Oh, your brother. Your brother's one of the missing. Oh, my goodness. Well, I hope you find him. That is not an easy thing to deal with. Me? No. I haven't had anyone go missing. A couple of my friends have. The one lost her husband, and the other lost her son shortly after he came back from college. Yeah, it's been really hard, but I try and be there for them. I'm not that great with the whole sympathy thing, though. From what I hear, about 6 or so people have gone missing. No leads, though. Police don't seem too inclined to stay on the case. People never come out here for happy reasons anyway. Oh, yeah. That's a local beer. Packs a punch, huh? Well, there ain't a lot to do around here, so we just drink to pass the time. Making strong stuff certainly helps with that. Hey, are you okay? You don't look so good. Hey, Bill? I'll take this lightweight back to my place to sleep it off. Thanks for the beers. All right, up you come. You lean on me. Let's walk. I'm just going to take you back to my office. You can sleep this off there, okay? Yeah, come on. It's time to go. Wow. Almost on the dot. I am getting good at this. Hey, sleepyhead. How's it going? Oh, no, don't get up. Not that you could anyway. I've got you restrained pretty well. I'm still playing around with the dose, and it's really hard to eyeball body weight too, but it looks like I got you down pretty good. I think you've been the quickest going down and recovering so far. Oh, sweetie, I thought you were smarter than that. You can figure it out, come on. Oh, there you go. I knew you could do it. Oh, don't struggle too hard. I would hate it if you hurt yourself. It makes it less fun for me if I'm not the one hurting you. You might be wondering why I'm doing this to you. The truth is, I need you. I need you so bad. You see, I'm a doctor, and I like to study people, how they tick. And I find it especially fascinating how they tick during sex, how they react to different stimuli. But no one wants to do the type of research I'm interested in. My husband started this type of study, but he was shunned for his ideas. He was brilliant and dedicated everything he had to his work, and people still rejected him. Oh, what a repressed society we live in. But you are now part of my illustrious research group. The others before you have, unfortunately, not survived the rigors of my experiments. But I guess we'll see if you can last longer than the rest. And now the screams. My favorite part. But no one can hear you, sweetie. You sound so much like your brother. Though he was smarter than you. He knew not to take drinks from a stranger in a bar. But he wasn't quite smart enough, was he? Took some prying, some liberal application of blunt force trauma. He came around eventually. Hmm? Oh, no. Poor Bill, he is not in on this. He can barely rub two brain cells together on a good day. Though I do have some leverage on him if he ever gets chatty. But that's enough of that. I'm just going to gag you now. I can't focus when you're talking, and I really want to focus on you. My lovely, lovely boy. We need to get these clothes off first. You know it would have been easy for me to take them off you while you were unconscious, but it's so much more fun when I cut them off when you're awake. Oh, I wouldn't struggle too much. That might cause an accident. And accidents have a tendency to hurt. A lot. There you go. Ooh, those goosebumps. Did you like the sensation of my knife so close to your skin? I'll have to make a note of that for further research. Oh, and I can see which one of the brothers got the most action. What's that look for? Oh, don't tell me you're a virgin. No, you don't look the type. Married? Oh, I think I hit the mark. What did you tell her then? Business trip? Visiting your dear, sweet brother? Doesn't matter for the sake of our test, but I was just wondering. Makes it better for me, knowing that I'm going to give you so many amazing orgasms, that she would give anything to make you feel as good as I'm about to make you feel. I can't wait to get my hands on your cock, and my mouth, and my tongue, and my hunt. First order of business, though, I need to set up these sensors on your body to let me see how your heart responds. There we go. Next, I'm going to put these extra special sensors on your temple. I developed this myself. It allows me to detect the way your brain responds. I've tried so hard to get official funding for this. So much less bulky and expensive than an MRI or CAT scan. But no one seems to care about what I have to say. Actually, one of my first test subjects was one of the men on the committee that denied me. You should have heard him. He was ever so wonderful. And now that I have you all set up here, it's time for the fun to begin. Time for me to get you hard. Oh, I love the way it tastes. Oh, and the way your cock is starting to stiffen. So good. The texture of it is just You are perfect for my research, aren't you? How did your wife do this? Did she take you as deep as I am? How many times did you come in her needy little throat? Very curious how your cum tastes. Not today. And here you are, in all your glory. Your wife was a lucky woman. What's that look for? Oh, are you bothered by was? Didn't I mention this position is permanent? You aren't going anywhere until I get what I need from you. And if that means I work you to death, so be it. Oh, and look at this. You see these readings right now? They are consistent with fear. One thing I find absolutely fascinating is how close fear is to arousal. Which is the premise of my research, by the way. The introduction of extreme emotions and how they can cause intense sexual pleasure. I've focused on fear mainly, but it's time for me to experiment with something new. I won't give the surprise away. Don't worry. All in due time. I want your gorgeous cock inside me first. And I think you can talk now. Just don't make me angry, okay? And I'm just gonna line you up. Is your wife the only woman you've ever been with? That look tells me yes. Isn't that sweet? Well, you have no idea what you've been missing out on, let me tell you. And now, you get to find out. Do you feel the heat from me? How aroused I am already? How my cunt is dripping on you? Teasing you? Would you like to know how it actually feels? Oh, you feel amazing. Oh, I love the way you're stretching me. You feel me so good. I ride you. Oh, can you feel my cunt clenching around you? Driving you deeper, deeper into me. Oh, I love how hard you are. Even though you know you shouldn't be, that you hate this. But you can't. Oh, you have no idea how aroused I get by the fact that you darling, darling dear boys, just can't help yourselves. Good thing your body knows better. Oh, are you getting close? Can you feel it? Are you nearly ready to erupt? Tell me. It will be better for you if you are a good boy and tell me. Because I can be very unpleasant if I have to. Your brother can attest to that. Oh, good boy. You are such a good boy. I am so glad to hear that you are close to coming. Because that is my cue to stop. You aren't going to come inside me. At least not today. No, I have other plans for you. Remember that special something I mentioned earlier? Have you ever been pegged before? Oh, the way your cock twitched just now, you have, haven't you? And you enjoyed it a lot, I can tell. Well, I am going to fuck your ass with something very special. Ah, here it is. I've been getting into taxidermy lately. Thought I would get some practice with working on dead things more often. I have a friend who's an expert at stuffing things. He taught me how to make sure what I stuff maintains its rigidity. And this is the result of that. Do you know what this is? That's right, it's a dick. How very observant of you. The more important question is, whose dick is this? No guesses, really? It's your sweet, dear, dead brother. And I'm gonna shove this into your asshole and fuck you hard until you come. Oh yes, you curse me, damn me. Let that anger and rage fill you, fuel you. Now I'm gonna get this and you nice and lubed up, and then we can get started. And you will come for me. Otherwise, I will make things very unpleasant for you. Can you feel the tip pressing against your hole? Don't worry. I'll take it slow. I want you to enjoy how you feel. The stretching you open slowly. Just the tip so far, and you are still hard as a rock. I want to stroke you as I fuck you. Oh, yeah. Your pre-cum. You are enjoying this. Despite your anger and your hatred directed at me, your body knows what it wants. And it wants to come. As I slide this cock in and out, and stroke you up and down. Can you feel it? Do you see stars behind your eyes as it happens? You love this. Don't deny it. You love how much power I have over you. That you are at my mercy. You have to follow my every whim. And this is entirely for me, not for you. Even if you come, it's for me. I can see you straining, so desperate not to come. Hoping for what? That I'll kill you as a punishment? Oh, I promise you, you will definitely wish you were dead once I'm done with you. Just come for me. You know you want it. Come. Just come hard. Shoot your load all over yourself. I know you can feel it. That burning. That desire. Come for me. Come on. Come. Come for me. I know you can do it. You want to do it. Your cock feels so good. You can't help it. You have to come. Yeah, you can do it. Yeah. Yeah, you can come. Yeah, you can. Yeah. Oh, you're coming so hard. Oh, and so much too. Oh, look at that. Oh, what a good boy. Oh, the first orgasm I've claimed from you, and you did so well for me. Oh, look at that. Allow me to clean up some of your mess. I'll scoop it into this little cup. You are going to eat it for me. Oh, what's the matter? Your mouth was working so well just a minute ago. If you don't swallow all of this, every last drop, your dear wife will meet quite a messy end. Now open up and drink. That's a good boy. You are such a good test subject. And once I'm done reading these results from this session, we can continue. Now you get some rest. You're gonna need it. Ta for now.